Now, what I've been talking about for 20 odd years is that the programming process is a feedback process. I came to realization. Let me just show you four charts in here. Without going through the whole spiel, it will take us too long now. If you look at what the programming process is all about, a program is a model of some event in the real world, mm-hmm. which you're trying to control. And by running your model, reading the outputs of that model, you then apply those outputs in the real world to control or to guide whatever it mm-hmm. is, the process. Fine. Therefore, if you look at the process of program development, mm-hmm. you start off with an application concept mm-hmm. in some sort of environment. I won't give you the full spiel now. There's a lot more. There's a reason why these lines are dotted and not solid, right? You develop views, then you evolve some sort of understanding and apply, you structure your views. From that, you develop theories and models and procedures of both the application domain and of the system, the execution system domain. You go through requirements analysis, you define your program, you identify your computational procedures and algorithms, you create the program. And when that's finally done, what you do then, you install the program in the original environment. The moment you install that program, the environment changes. Mm-hmm. The act of installation changes the domain of the computation. In other words, when you create your views here, they are not the views of the domain as it is now, but the view of the domain as it will be when your system is operational. But since you don't know what the characteristics of your system are, you don't know what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you have essentially software development, and this is something I realized 25 years ago. I mean, I first drew this particular picture in a more primitive form in the early 70s. You'll see it in this book, in some of the very earliest papers. So this is what I said, I've been blind for 25 years. So essentially, the software development is a closed-loop system. Mm-hmm. Because the act of installing it changes things, which then causes you to go through and change your program to correct for the change.